Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes, welcome. Good morning.
Afternoon.
Evening, wherever you are on the planet.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful? We can all hear it from all over the place, exactly where you are
in this moment of,
time
dare I say, space. Now.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's really cool.
Look, we're going to talk today about how to live in the moment, instantaneous transformation, not transformation over time, not working on yourself to have your life transform, but it happening in an instant. And we're going to tell you how to have that happen, how to live in the moment.
Okay, here we go.
Listening.
And did we say?
Listening.
Now, as we talk about instantaneous transformation today and how to live in the moment, we'll be talking about, for instance, change versus transformation. There is a chart on change versus transformation in our book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work. So you don't have to take notes. Get the book. You can look at it later. It's not a big deal. Listen to what we're talking about today. It'll pull you into the moment.
See, many of us, most of us, all of us, listen through comparison and through what we already know and our current reference points. So if we say something about living in the moment, your mind will reference all those different books that you've read on living in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And see, our approach is not about doing it right. It's about actually living your life moment to moment. It's about what enlightenment is about, really.
Mm.
It's about being where you are rather than second-guessing how you're doing in life. It's about going for those things that you're passionate about. But most of us listen to our thoughts about what we're hearing, or we listen to our thoughts about what we can or can't do in our lives, and we relegate ourselves to some sidetrack rather than going for our life, like our life matters and makes a difference. And I know philosophically we're here only for an instant in time.
A blink of the eye.
Augenblick. Yes, and that our lives don't really matter, but our lives really do matter if we're here. We impact the quality of life in everybody around us out of the quality that we bring to our existence. Now, listening is key. Listening is something we all think we do, but we don't listen to hear what another person's saying from their point of view. We listen to see whether we agree with it or disagree. We listen to see if we already know it. We listen to see if they're saying it right, if they're using the right words. That's not listening. Listening is to hear what another is saying from their point of view. If you do that, that will be a blessing for you and the other person. One, it will pull you into the moment. So this is what you get out of it. If you get into the moment, your life will transform as a byproduct, not something you did or tried to make happen. You'll just stop doing those mechanical things that have destroyed your experience of satisfaction and well-being and pleasure. See, we do mechanical things. We behave in mechanical ways that were put together by us when we were infants and children and toddlers. When we were very small, we discovered that we could manipulate our environment with a temper tantrum, that we would then have control over those people around us and get them to do what we want, even if what they did wasn't what we wanted. It gave us a sense of power. Well, we haven't really reinvestigated those behaviors. And you don't have to. All you have to do is look at how you behave in the current moment
You don't have to go back. You don't have to look backwards. You don't have to go to your past and mine your past for evidence for anything. All you have to do is take an active interest
in how you're being
right now.
That's right. Did we say we finish each other's sentences?
We didn't, but it's a good idea.
Yes. Here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Our approach is not psychological. It is anthropological. It's about seeing the way you operate from an objective anthropological point of view rather than try to figure out why you do what you do because of what happened in your past.
You can either find out the whys or you can get interested in what is. When you get interested in what is without judging what you see, anything that is mechanical or stuck dissolves all on its own. It's very simple. It's transformation made easy. It's easy. It's simple. Things that you've been wrestling with dissolve all on their own.
Now, you see, there are three principles to instantaneous transformation. They're not rules. They're not laws. They're principles. They're ideas. The first one is anything you resist sticks around. It grows stronger. It persists, and it dominates your life. Now, that's, if you look, you'll see everything that you've ever tried to change about yourself comes from the idea that there's something wrong or you don't like something, and that's why you want to change it, that you'll be better if you're a different way. That is resistance to the way it is, and that's why people don't change, because we keep repeating the same thing. Anything you resist persists.
A version of resistance, by the way, let me just define this, is not liking it.
That's enough. If
you
don't
like
it.
If you don't like something about yourself, that judgment, that wishing it would be different is a form of resistance.
Right.
It adds energy to it, sticks it around.
The second principle is no two things can occupy the same space or place at the same time in the same moment of now. Now, here's the interesting part of that. The question I'm always left with is, what are you listening to? Are you listening to what's being said, or are you listening to your internal conversation about what's being said to see whether you agree or disagree with it? Now, that's not you. That's conversation.
And that conversation is a compilation of all the people who came before, including earlier version of you. Would you really seriously ask you as a two-year-old what you wanted to do with your life and live out of it? But when you're listening to that conversation, that's virtually what you are doing, because it's a stream, it's a recording, it's not real. You can either live your life in this moment or think about having one.
I like that.
Yeah, second principle, you can only be here right now, and your attention can only be one place
at a time.
So you can either be talking to yourself about your life, or you can be here engaged in your life, discovering what's actually happening as opposed to what you think about what's happening.
Or whether you like what's happening, because you see, in this moment of now, according to the second principle, you can't be any different than you are. So whether you like what you're up to, your job, your relationship, your educational background, whether you like it or not, that's where you have it. That's where it is. That's what you are. Third principle, anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is without trying to change it or fix it in any way, not judge it, but just see it, is enough for it to complete itself the moment you see it.
You know what? That works for complaints. So if you are complaining, then it is what you are focusing on. And as soon as you notice you're complaining, the complaints leave.
Okay. This moment, by the way, is all there is.
Right now, all there is this moment. Oh, no. Don't you think there's a future and a past?
Well, there is.
In your thoughts.
That's right. Now, the past has already gone by. There's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
So working on your past to try to fix something that happened in the past is a waste of this moment of your life.
Yes, true.
Because you can never fix the past enough to influence now. now is complete the way it is. And it could have only been this way and is only this way because of everything that's happened before, even the things that you think aren't the right things.
You know, this moment, if you look up moment in the dictionary, it talks about it being perfect, complete, whole, lacking no component parts, perfect, needing no improvement.
That's what this moment is. It's a capturing of the instant. Now, most of us don't live our lives as though what's happening in our life is perfect. We have the idea that someday when we achieve certain circumstantial things, then like an amount of money or amount of possessions or a relationship or a house or a family or, you know, you fill in the blank with what you think is going to produce some sort of satisfaction in your life. That does not produce satisfaction. See, well-being and satisfaction reside in the current moment of now. So if you discover the skill set of living in the moment, and this skill set is learnable, it is achievable, it is easy. Transformation is an easy, achievable phenomena that you can develop the skill set of and get better at. And that's what our book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, and How to Create a Magical Relationship, our second book, which just recently came out, are all about. Their texts for living your life directly.
And Being Here, the book Being Here, is our stories that illustrate being in the moment. And if you're not already on our email list, you should definitely get on our email list, because we send out articles of the month. There are people just like you writing in to the Transformational Moments blog. You can be an active voice in transformation. You can engage and participate. Transformation is an ongoing discovery. It's an exploration rather than a mind-generated judgment system of right and wrong and good and bad, where you're always picking on yourself and you never arrive. You have arrived.
This is it.
This is it. This moment is all there is, and it is magnificent if you're here to experience it.
But if you're comparing it to where you think you should be in your life by this time,
it's a complaint fest.
Right.
So we invite you to be here. You like that?
Stick around.
Yeah.
And be with us. We're going to go to a break pretty soon, but here we have callers online.
So we are going to take them after the break, and I'm sure they have some great questions for all of us. So come on back, everyone.
Yes. Come on back, and don't miss
Being Here.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice, airs live on the Seventh Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com.
the new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back.
The theme is instantaneous transformation.
How to live in the moment.
Now, I said that we were going to talk about transformation
okay.
a little bit.
Okay, yes, could I say something first?
Absolutely.
Okay. How to live in the moment. Mm-hmm. It seems like a daunting thing because how do you make plans for the future if you're living in the moment?
That's
a paradox.
There's a difference between planning and goals.
Setting goals.
I mean, obviously, when we get ready to do a workshop, like the next excellence courses that we have in both Hamburg and in New York, for instance, the excellence course in Hamburg, we have to book the room a year in advance because otherwise the room is gone.
Right, and we have to book hotels, but we do that when we're doing that in that moment of our lives so you can handle your future by being in the current moment of your life.
Now, interestingly enough, though, when we are sitting there and we are booking the rooms or we're making the airfare, we're not dreaming that when we get to Germany, our life will begin. We're not saying when we accomplish that or have this many people in a course, our life will be better or more fulfilled. That's change. That's where you think something has to be different than it is. Obviously, your day-to-day life includes making plans, but it's not setting aside today and now as if next week, next year is going to be better than this.
Right.
Although, if you're here, it will be better
because
your life just keeps expanding.
Right.
The natural function of the universe. Change happens over time. It's incremental. It's judgmental. It's survival-based, but transformation is instantaneous. It's in this moment, and
it happens exponentially
yeah,
in all aspects of your life. You don't direct it. It shows up. Anyway, showing up, I believe we have a caller.
Yes, we do. Swain, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Where are you calling us from?
From New York.
Cool.
So you've talked before about being unreasonable and really going for your life.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
which I feel like I did a lot of this year.
You did.
I watched
you wrestle with it.
Yeah, I took some amazing opportunities. And in doing so, I have a lot of credit card debt now.
Okay.
And so how can you continue to be unreasonable but remain financially responsible?
Well, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
That's a really good question. See, look, I'm unreasonable. Let's define unreasonable, okay?
First of all. Okay.
So what most people do, Swain, is they look and see what they want in their life. And then they give themselves all the reasons why they can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be inconvenient, because it would require you doing something. Now, I'm not only talking about material things, I'm talking about anything that you have a desire in your heart to do, your thought process will reasonably talk you out of. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Right. So, now here's the responsibility part of it. You are capable and able, correct? Healthy?
Yes.
Right. So, how you handle the finances of your adventures is you work.
I have a question. In this past week, how many hours did you work?
I work a full-time job from 9 to 6, so.
Okay.
5 days a week.
Yep.
Now, here's the problem. People think work is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you worked a second job, like Saturday and Sunday, or Saturday, I don't want to work you too hard. You have to have a little time for your boyfriend.
Yeah.
But, you know, really, I was thinking about it. There was a fellow once when we were leading courses in Bali, Indonesia, and he was, at that point, he worked some, but he when we first met him, he lived in an apartment where he ran a cable downstairs from the window to an apartment downstairs and pirated the electricity so he didn't have to pay an electric bill. And he was living a marginal life. And as he started investigating transformation and being present and having integrity, he started to see that, that there were other possibilities. He eventually moved. He started to work. And he really had an interest in coming to one of our immersion courses in at that point, we weren't in Costa Rica. We were in Bali, Indonesia. And it was going to require him something. He got a job, which was a big step for him. And then he got two jobs. And then he got three jobs. And it wasn't as if it was a hardship. It was as if it was this game to see how he could make all of the money to do all of the things that he wanted to do. And coming to our immersion course was an excuse for him to get active and get going. I spoke to him not that long ago. He is the CEO of his own company. He's doing very well. And he has went back to school. He got his master's degree in finance. He is doing well. But it took him to get going. So even when you say, well, I work from 9 to 6, a full-time job, there's some
complaint that you have to.
There's
you,
a little
you hear
victimization
that, yes?
In
yes.
It.
Like, look, how old are you, Swain?
29.
29. So you've been out of school for how many years? Did you go to college?
Yeah.
Okay. So
8 years.
Right. And you know, when you go to school, you have summer vacations.
Yeah.
You get all the holidays off. You have a school break in spring and fall.
And darn it, you deserve it.
Right.
I worked hard. I did my tests, and
right.
It's time to give me free time, and Mom should do my laundry.
That's right.
Yeah.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, we have that as a way of life. You know, if you lived in Germany, you'd feel cheated if you didn't have a six-week vacation every year. They actually have 6 weeks off. 34-hour week. Work week.
34, 38, something like that.
No, I think it's 34 and a half hours.
Our European friends will let us know.
They'll let us know. You know, it's not a so we have this idea, we've been taught that work recently, that work is bad. It isn't what we should be doing. We should have our private free time, and we go to work to earn the ability to do the things we want to do, pay the rent and buy the food and such.
Mm-hmm. But I'll bet you, if you go back and you grab your 2008 credit cards, and you go line by line, and you look at really which was unreasonable, to use your term, and which was frivolous spending, you'd be very surprised at what parts of it was the occasional Starbucks or something thrown on, and all of that adds up.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you there are things that you do that are outside of your
integrity.
I'm certain of it.
And when your question has in it a statement, it's not just a question, Swain. It's got in it like a embedded complaint that in order to take workshops with us,
mm-hmm.
You have to incur expenses, and that being unreasonable, there's lots of things in life where you can be unreasonable, and it doesn't incur any expense, like waking up in the morning. You
yeah.
can get really unreasonable and just get out of bed. You know,
yeah.
you can get unreasonable and jog for an hour in the morning.
That's unreasonable.
Doesn't cost you anything, but the way you said it, there was this, because I've been unreasonable, I'm now in debt.
Yeah.
Well, this is a world full of indebtedness. And how you pay it off is by getting to work and being responsible for your choices. It's difficult, I know. Growing up is not an easy event or series of events. It took me a very long time. I was much older than you when I grew up, eventually. You know, became responsible for my life truly rather than gave it lip service.
I would like to talk to you more about subsidizing your workshop habit and more about how you're handling your finances. But we're going to be needing to go to a break soon. Can you come back with us after the break? Yep. Perfect. Perfect. Because I think your question is a good one for a lot of people who have certain things they like to do, and they find that they do certain things at sacrifice. So let's talk about that when we come back after the break.
I love that.
Yeah. So come on back, everyone.
And don't miss.
See it here.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Once upon a time, there lived three energy hogs. Now, an energy hog is what you have when humans waste energy. One day, the three energy hogs set out to find themselves a cottage.
Let's look for leaky windows,
said the first energy hog, for he knew that would waste energy.
Let's look for leaky doors,
said the second.
Let's look for swings then,
said the third, for he had more blubber than brains. So they set off down the road. Presently, they came upon a tiny cottage where dwelt a clever girl named Dreadylocks.
I hope it has leaky windows,
cried the first energy hog.
I hope it has leaky doors,
cried the second.
I hope it has a bathroom,
cried the third, for only his brains were smaller than his bladder. But Dreadylocks liked playing cool games at energyhog.org, and from energyhog.org she learned how to use energy wisely. So the three energy hogs were forced to look elsewhere to waste energy, and had to use the disgusting restroom at the gas station down the road. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org, or waste not, hog not.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shaya Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. We're talking about how to live in the moment. We're talking about instantaneous transformation. And currently, we are talking with Swain about credit card debt. Now, I know that when I got interested in looking at my life and transformation and discovering things about myself, I actually went out and got work specifically
to pay
for that additional. At the time, my family was helping me or actually paying for virtually all my expenses, but for some reason, when I came upon a seminar to look at my life, it was about me looking at my life, not my parents investing in me, and I went out and got a job. And it was the
beginning
of being responsible for my life choices and my life. And when you get a chance, Dwayne, go back, listen to the January 7th archived episode about Money Matters, where we were speaking with Josh Blau about debt and credit card debt and about money. One of the things that often happens when people are getting themselves into debt is they're not really paying attention and telling the truth about where they are spending and what they are capable of earning.
So we personally, early on in our business, got ourselves in quite a bit of debt. And it came out of our being irresponsible about certain things. And when we brought awareness to our debt and where our money was going, we were out of debt in a very short period of time.
Okay.
So that's the way you handle debt. You don't incur new debt. And you see where you're putting your money. And you don't get the stuff that's on sale. That goes towards the credit card bills.
Yeah, I think it was a real challenge for a lot of people, particularly around the holidays this year, because somebody actually said to me, Swain, well, I got my child a gift for his first birthday, and I videoed it so that he would know that I loved him. I think sometimes people overspend and give because they're afraid that the people around them won't know that they love them. And so we'll do things to be liked or loved that are outside of our means or outside of our integrity so that we're
liked, loved,
or so that that person will know that we love them. Did that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Now, look, Swain, you sound great to me, you know, because the thing is this. See, I remember you when I first met you, and maybe you didn't know me that well, so you were more reserved. But in this conversation, except for the parts that you didn't like hearing, like you should get extra work, but you sounded really enthusiastic about the quality of your life these days.
Yeah.
You know, you sound so much more alive.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see that as a bad thing. And, you know, look, you can go into debt to buy a car. You can go into debt to take a course that's going to allow you to be more in control of your own life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all up to you and what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get out of debt, that's not as difficult as a lot of people would have it seem.
You know, the other thing is, you're rather immediate now. So right now you're like, wow, I did some things. I got myself in debt. But I recall you a few months ago when you weren't being you, the centered Swain that we're talking to now, with as much consistency as you are now. And when we have gaps in our ability to be present, it has an impact. It also has an impact on our future. So, for instance, people who are in sales may not have sales right now, but actions that they didn't take a few months ago
are producing the lack of sales now.
And isn't your job also in a service industry? Aren't you a server at a catering company?
I work in the catering sales department, so we plan the events.
Uh-huh.
But I don't serve at the events.
Uh-huh. So do you get a salary or do you get
commission?
Commission?
Or both?
A salary, not commission.
Okay. So there's the possibility, Swain, that there are other things that you can do, but you have to get interested in what they are rather than being interested in that you're a victim and you can't do anything else.
And you have to see it as an opportunity rather than I'd rather not, but I have to because I'm in debt.
Yeah.
See, there's this whole idea of surrender versus succumb in our lives. See, most of us succumb to our lives. Our life makes demands of us, and we do it, but we complain that we have to. Like, oh, I have to get another job because I have credit card debt. So we succumb to that rather than surrender, which in our definition is having it be as though it's your choice. When you surrender to something, it's like it's your choice, not like you've thrown in the towel. That's more succumb. When you succumb, you complain to yourself that you have to. When you surrender, you're giving yourself that as a gift in a way. It's like a state of grace to surrender to what's happening in your life in each moment.
Okay.
So I suggest that you surrender to that you have debt and go for it like a game to get out of it.
Okay.
And it's all right to have fun in the process.
If you're not having fun in the process, you've succumbed. If you are having fun, you've surrendered, because surrender is having fun with your life.
The other thing is, just one more thing on debt. I've seen people who have debt, and I've seen them approach it two ways. One is, I'm in debt, and people will say, hey, you want to come over and help me move? I'll pay you $10 an hour. I'll pay you $15 an hour. I'll do this thing, this project for me. I'll give you $100. And there's a certain mindset that all of that is beneath them. And then there's another mindset that's just a yes, 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 where's the opportunity? $5 here, $10 there, $50. First of all, when you're busy, you're not spending money. And secondly, you know, $10 is still $10. $10 is $10 that goes away from that debt. And also go back, listen to this thing with Josh Bell. He talks about how to negotiate with your
credit card
company, because maybe there are credit card companies who can support you in reducing
your interest payments.
Okay? Okay. Great.
Cool. Thanks for calling in, darling.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
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 Okay, shall we
have Rashmi?
Let's talk to Rashmi in this time frame. We have the time for it.
Yes, we do.
Hey.
Rashmi, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Oops, can you say it again?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me?
Oh,
good. So you have a question?
My question is more about my living environment.
Okay.
And I have this pattern of creating clutter. I don't know if create is a correct word, but I'll just use that right now. And
fine.
Then going back and cleaning it all up. And then I repeat that cycle over and over, and it's even happening in my office and my desk.
Right.
And I was trying to be more aware of how I'm interacting with my things and my environment, but I feel overwhelmed with my stuff.
Yes. So here's the thing, Rashmi. That's perfect. See, first off, you think there's something wrong with that.
I do, and especially when I have company over, that's when I clean the most.
Well, you sound normal.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Every single person who is listening to this show has at one time or another done a quick super clean when somebody's come over. So I actually take a step further back than what Shia said. What Shia said is accurate, which is that you think there's something wrong with that. But I'm just going to widen the framework a little bit. And you're operating under the misassumption that there's something wrong with you.
Right.
So therefore, when you look at the clutter on your desk, or you look at how you have this cycle of clutter, it's not a phenomena that you're looking at. You're looking at Rashmi, the
bad person,
the bad clutter person, and it's like you're awfully hard on yourself.
Hello?
I feel like sometimes other people see it too, and it doesn't look good, look good.
But you see, let's go back to your clutter. It's easier.
Okay.
Do you like being told what to do?
No.
No. So when you tell you I should clean up,
Do you on a regular basis, or do you wait until the pressure gets so big you have to?
I feel like I wait till it's...
Right. And now when you say you feel overwhelmed, overwhelm is a function of incompletion. See, overwhelm is a function of incompletion. When you have nothing completions, it's like opening up all of the applications on your hard drive and your computer. I love computers. They give us so many analogies or metaphors for the human mind. But you see, when you've got all kinds of applications open, your hard drive gets very slow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. I even notice when I'm doing things and putting things away, like I will leave something out and not put it away immediately. And then, like, I've been noticing that recently as well. But yeah,
okay, Rashmi, so what are you proving?
That you're right?
No, that you're wrong.
Okay.
So you're proving that Rashmi's wrong.
So if Rashmi doesn't have anything wrong, but she's listening to a story in her head that she's advancing to be true, then her actions are going to
demonstrate.
All your actions are is a demonstration of how you think.
And how you think about you.
So I tell you what, we'll talk more about that after we come back from the break, okay?
Okay.
Great. So come on back with us, Rashmi. Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss...
Be in here.
Be in here.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
I know. Being a college freshman is supposed to be tough, but let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m., and then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus, then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch, Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology. Pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. And I just want to take a moment to thank you all for being our listeners. We are very proud of this show, and we are just so happy that we have people like Swain and Rashmi calling in. It's just such a gift. And also all of you who listen. And I know that in the past months, a lot of you have been playing the Share with Three game. The game is to take
Let
this show.
Let three people know about our show so they get an opportunity to discover the magic of transformation.
and to meet the incredible people that we have on, just like Rashmi. So please share it with people. They can listen to it live, like you are if you're listening live, or they can download the show and carry it with them on their MP3 player like an iPod, or they can listen to it right on their computer. So, in fact, some of the folks in Germany have been getting together and having being here parties where they listen to it all together. So we're saying hello to all of you, and thanks for being our listeners, and reminding everybody we are back in New York City for How to Create a Magical Relationship Evening coming up soon on February 9th, and the Excellence, Well-Being, and Satisfaction courses, The Art of Being Yourself, New York City, March 13 to 15, and Hamburg, April 3 to 5. So that gives you two continents where you can come join us for excellence, and you are invited. Step on in. We've had people come from all over the place. Carla from Texas, people from California, Colorado, you name it, they've come. So come join us. Okay, so we're back here with Rashmi.
Okay, Rashmi, we're talking about how to live in the moment. Do you see how at a certain time when you were a little girl, you decided you were a certain way?
Yes.
And you've been proving that in your actions ever since?
And I'll give you an
it may have gotten you attention.
I will give you an example.
There you go. See, I was just setting you up.
John and I recently joined Facebook. We didn't know how to do Facebook, but we've been getting going on it, and you're one of our friends on Facebook. I saw your picture on Facebook. It's really hot. You look great. We sent you a posting or on your wall or whatever you call it. We sent you a thing saying, wow, Rashmi, great picture. And you wrote back, oh, somebody just took that of me. It was like apologetic for yourself. I'm telling you, that picture's hot. You look great. But that's not your story. You're busy advancing some old story, girl.
Some agenda to make somebody else wrong.
Probably your dad.
Probably.
Yeah,
hello?
I could see that.
Yeah, who would win if you were great?
I don't understand.
I find it interesting how you won't give it to him.
Hey, look, answer me a question. Your mom, dad still alive?
Yes.
Would they be thrilled if you were happy?
Yes.
Would they be thrilled if you had a life that was filled with meaning and you were excited about your life?
I think now they would.
What does that mean? Have you punished them sufficiently?
Yeah, I mean, we're just getting along better now.
And you're blaming that on them?
I
tell you, it's because you've been doing courses with us and getting interested in instantaneous transformation.
That's the truth of it.
I saw you at the last Monday night alive,
dear. And you were alive.
You were glowing. But, you know, it's really inconvenient to glow with consistency.
Especially if you've got a story that you're not very cool.
You're not one of the big kids. You're not a leader. You're not something.
They didn't raise you right.
How inconvenient.
If you become brilliant and lovely and a model that people can look up to.
How inconvenient if people like you.
Then they might not have raised you wrong.
Aren't we awful? We're telling you what a great person you are. This is just so bad.
It's terrible. We're terrible people. Rashmi, you having fun yet?
Yeah, this is good.
Hey, darling, you got nothing to apologize for.
Yeah, and look, as far as the clutter goes, that's nothing also. If when the time comes that you're clear you don't want that clutter, it'll disappear very quickly. And I'm not saying that you'll throw it in the garbage. I'm saying you'll put things in an orderly way. You'll, you know, look, I don't think about it anymore, but I'm, you know, I'm like almost 68 years old these days. And I know we have dinner and I go and I wash the dishes immediately. They just don't sit around just because I don't like clutter. I like everything crisp, clear, concise, complete. You know,
have you read our book, Being Here?
No, not yet.
You need to get that book. There is a excellent chapter in there written by me called A Cluttered Desk is a Sign of Genius. And it talks about my battling for years with clutter and how simply seeing one thing, because I listened to Shia.
A brilliant husband.
That's right. Just simply seeing one thing allowed me to no longer have this massive, humongous, piled-up desk. And now, if the clutter starts to reaccumulate, instead of being a problem, it's an indicator that I'm ahead of myself. I'm not quite where I am. It's a brilliant, brilliant chapter. You should definitely, definitely get that book.
Okay, I'll get it.
Being Here, yes.
Being Here. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it on our site. Amazon's probably easiest. You can get it fast. They give you discounts. I love Amazon. And that's going to be a really good one for you. Okay?
Okay.
Excellent. You having fun yet?
Yeah, this is really good.
Good. You know, fun is a key.
Yeah, you know, darling, it doesn't matter what the story of your life has been. This moment right now is the beginning of the rest of your life. It's a ever-present possibility because we're constantly moving into a new moment of now, and life does not have to be what it was. And I'm not saying that like what it was is bad. I'm saying that each moment is an opportunity for you. And if you start completing those things around you, pretty soon everything's clear.
Don't forget, we're talking about how to live in the moment, not how to live in your story. If you notice you're lost in your story, you can actually take your eyes and look out into wherever you happen to be seated. If you look around, the chances are you'll find some incompletions.
And if you look at your incompletions and see one that you'd like to deal with and handle and complete,
Just do it. And then there's the next one. You can either look out and take actions, or you can talk to yourself about how bad you are
and how much you have to do. And if you look at everything you have to do, it's overwhelming. And if you just take one thing at a time and just complete it and complete it and complete it, before you know it, it's all completed.
But you know what?
No, what?
I'm not sure it'd be convenient.
No, then it wouldn't go along with the story of Rashmi.
You know what else?
No.
If her house is clean, and
she'd have to invite over men.
Yeah, she might have guests.
Oh my God!
Super dirty. Hey, Rashmi, thanks for being with us today. You've been fun.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're so welcome. This has been a really fun show today.
Yes, it has.
I'll read that book as soon as I can.
Great.
Good.
Read that chapter.
Excellent, excellent. And then you'll get back to us and you tell us about that chapter. It's going to make you smile. I invite everybody else to get that book as to Being Here. Also, How to Create a Magical Relationship, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your love life.
It's out there now, just be released by McGraw-Hill.
And Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. That's the basis. It's the start. It's easy, as in transformation.
MadeEasy.com.
Thanks for being with us today. Come back next week. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Queen.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.